弟兄姐妹，早晨好。
Thank the Lord for us to meet again this morning.
感谢主，我们今天早晨能够再次相聚。
Now let's turn to the Bible.
我们一起来看圣经。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 1 first.
我们先来看第一章。
It gives us a overview or the focus points of today's message.
这一章这里会给我们这个一个小节，或者是我们今天要讲到的这个面信息的内容。
So let's read chapter 1 verse 9.
我们一起来看第一章第九节。
For this reason, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So this Colossians, the letter to the Colossians actually is born out of this prayer in Paul's heart.
这个哥罗西这封书信是因着保罗他的心中有这个祷告的负担而起。第十节。
So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruits in every good works, increasing in the knowledge of God.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主。凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
So here in the two verses, the knowledge, it says knowledge of His will, it is the true knowledge.
这两节里面我们看到认识神的这个知识，实在是认识神的真知识。
And all some other translation is that the full knowledge.
在有一些其他的翻译版本上说到的是满心知道神的知识。
So here it's not, it is a full knowledge, true knowledge of the Word of God.
这里头说到的是真的认识神的知识。
And we have to understand.God's will from this eternal purpose of God.
我们要认识神的旨意，必须从认识神的永远的旨意开始。
The reason, the why He created you and I.
这个创造你我的原因开始。
So we have to have this perspective from God's purpose.From His eternal plan.
我们需要看到了解神他照我们的永远的旨意。
And if we only see the word of God from our personal point of view, then it is not the full knowledge of God.
假如我们只是单单看见神在我们每个个人身上的旨意，还不是一个完全的旨意。
We all want to know what God's will for me.
我们都想知道神向着我的旨意是什么。
So all the true children of God all have this desire to know God's will.
每个真成为神的儿女的都有这样子的心愿。
In the beginning, we ask God to reveal His will to us. It's more for the Lord.
一开始我们想要知道神向着我们的旨意是更多的是为着神。
But gradually, we ask God to reveal His will for ourselves.
慢慢的我们是为着我们自己。
itself will come to have first place in everything.
它也是教会全体之首，它是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使它可以在凡事上居首位。
And he, in verse 18, talk about Lord Jesus.
十八节里面的他指的是主耶稣。
Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督。
He says that he is the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
他是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So this is what the Word of God, eternal purpose of God is.
这个就是神永远旨意的所在。
Whether in the time and space, currently we live in this universe.
无论是时间还是空间，或者我们现在所居住的这段时间。
Whether in the eternity, God has only this one mind, that is, that to have His Son, our Lord Jesus, have first place in everything.
或者是在永远的里面，我们的神在他的心目中、心意中都有这样的旨意，就是要让他的儿子可以在凡事上居首位。
So it will impact you and I.
这个会影响到你和我。
Even today, it should influence our decisions.
即便是今天，它会影响到我们如何做决定。
Whether we have to first, above all, ask ourselves whether I will have Christ in the first place in the decision I'm making today.
在我今天做决定的事上，是否让基督在凡事上居首位？
Whether big things for you or small things for you, let's ask God to teach us how to put Christ in the first place.
无论是大事或者小事，我们都来祈求主保守我们，好叫主耶稣基督在我们的决定上居首位。
For example, if go out for shopping,
举例来说，若是我们出去买东西，
you run up your household stuff, so you want to go to shopping.
你家里的物品用完了，你要出去购物。
We can pray that in a very short, brief contact with the outside world, that somehow, some way, God will, through us, spread the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, that aroma, that sweet aroma.
借着短短的出去这一段时间，购物的时间，可以让我们能够把基督的香气能够显扬出来。
The peace that comes from Christ can somehow that the spread that the aroma to the others.
这个基督的平安在我们里面可以把主耶稣基督的香气能够散发出来。
God can do the wonderful things in those very small things.
我们的神可以在这些很小的事上做奇妙的工作。
So it's not just about me going out for shopping for one or two or whatever the household items.
这不仅仅只是我去外面购物买一些家里的时常用的东西。
But just from this brief contact with the world, even though for the distance, at least 6 feet apart, somehow God still can spread this knowledge of Christ in our life.
虽然我们有这个限制，就是与人接触保持6英尺之间的距离的时候，我们仍然可以把这个信息能够传扬出去。
That's six feet, not the 6 inches.
6 inches.
So let's now turn to chapter 3.
我们一起来看第三章。
We're going to see that how God's will now is expressed in the family life.
我们现在一起来看神的他的旨意在我们的家庭生活中的这一方面。
So if we want to know the full knowledge of God,
假如我们想要知道神的完全的旨意,
then God tells us how we can learn that from family life.
神在这里告诉我们，我们可以在家庭的生活中来学习。
Before we have studied and shared from chapter 3, verse 1 through 16.
在我们开始学习这个第三章一节之前,
we learn from the Word of God how to learn the full knowledge of God through the life of church.
我们已经学习了如何从教会的生活当中来学习明白神全备的旨意。
Now we move on to learn how to know the full knowledge of God in family life.
现在我们接着来看如何来学习神的旨意在家庭生活当中。
So let's read chapter 3, verse 17.
我们来读3章17节。
Whatever you do, I'm sorry, verse 18.
3章18节。
Wives, be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。
Husbands, love your wives and do not be embittered against them.
你们做过丈夫的，要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
Children, be obedient to your parents in all things.
你们做儿女的，要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Turning off my cell phone. And verse 22, slaves, in all things, obey those who are your masters on earth, not with the external service and those who merely please men, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord.
22节，你们做仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人。 不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要诚心、诚实敬畏主。
23. Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men.
23节，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve.
因你们知道从主那里你得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
For he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that without partiality.
那行不义的必受不义的报应，并主并不偏待人。
Thank the Lord that we have this opportunity to share His word. So let's have a word of prayer before we move on.
感谢主，我们有这个机会来分享主的话语，在我们进行，我们来有一些祷告。
Father God, we truly want to thank and praise you.
父神，我们实在要感谢赞美你。
In the time like this, you know how much we need you and how much we need to know more of the grace in Christ Jesus.
在这样的时候，我们更加的需要你，更加的需要认识你的恩典。
Father God, we pray that ever be, more than ever before, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
主，我们在这里祷告，好，比原先更需要的是你的圣灵。
And may the Holy Spirit translate and interpret the truth of our Lord Jesus in everyone's heart.
愿圣灵在这里解释翻译，把我们的主耶稣基督放在我们每个人的心中。
We know that we're not hearing English, we're not hearing Chinese or any other earthly language. We are hearing the language from heaven.
我们在这里听到的不是单单的英语或者是中文，而是从天上来的语言。
It is the language of the Spirit.
是圣灵的话语。
Therefore, Father, we pray the Holy Spirit would mightily in our heart remove all the obstacles, distractions, and speak directly in our heart through the anointing.
在这里，圣灵要在这里大大的做工，除去我们里面一切的拦阻。
So that we can hear.The voice of the Lord Jesus.
好叫我们能够听见了我们主耶稣的话。
And as you said, that you wanted to hear him and hear him alone.
就像你说的，我们要听他，而且单单的听他。
May you grant us this grace today.
愿神赐下这样子的恩典。
And open our eyes.See the Lord and Him alone.
看我们的眼睛，单单的看见我们的主。
In Jesus' holy, precious name, we pray.
奉耶稣宝贵圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So thank the Lord to give us this opportunity to share His word.
谢谢主给我们这个机会，可以来一同分享他的话语。
So now we are now let you share this what God wants to know, how to learn to know, to apply the full knowledge of His will in our family life.
我们今天一起来分享，学习主给我们这些知识如何运用到我们的家庭的生活的里面。
So he mentioned wife and husband, children, and the slaves.
在这里提到妻子、丈夫、儿女，还有做仆人的。
And chapter 4, it mentions masters.
在第四章里面说到主人。
And this all in the context of the family.Not only husband, wife, and children, and father, we know that these are all family members.
讲到这里讲到做丈夫、做妻子、做儿女的，都是讲到这个家庭的这个范围的里面。
And also slaves and masters.
而且还提到做仆人和主人的。
Now we know that this all also in the families.
这个也实在是在家庭的这个概念的里面。
Because families back then owned slaves.
那个时候，这个家庭它是有仆人在家里。
So imagine God wants us, anyone, outsiders, your friend, come to visit your house, your family.
当有朋友、外人来到你的家中访问你的时候。
Thank you.Feel the grace of God, the truth of God, fill this house through this relationship that you have in your family.
希望
but the whole household will spread the aroma of the true knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
不单单是你自己，而是整个家庭都能够因着有认识基督而有香气。
I remember way years back in Taiwan, there's a commercial.
在很多年前，在台湾有这样子的一个广告。
一家烤肉，万家香。This is a translated English is that the one family a barbecue, the whole neighborhood will smell the aroma.
这个广告就是说一家烤肉万家香，好像英文的翻译也是当 一家人自己在那里烤肉的时候，所有的其他的邻居都能够闻到这个香味。
See, this is a commercial for brand of a soybean sauce.
这个是为酱油做的广告。
And it's still my favorite brand of soybean sauce. I'm still using it.
我实在还很喜欢这个品牌的这个酱油，到现在还在用。
So this commercial actually speaks of this fact.That God wants us as a family to spread that the knowledge of the Lord Jesus and grace and truth in Him.
这里说到神要我们作为一个家庭在这里一同显出基督的香气，这个香气是因着我们主耶稣基督的他的恩典和真理。
To all the neighborhood.So here, let's look at the first day being mentioned here is the wives.
先来看第一个讲的是这位做妻子的。
It says, wives, be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord.
这里说到做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。
Now we know this book and another book, another letter, Ephesians, they are sister letters.
你知道这分书信哥罗西书和以弗所书，他们可以称为姐妹篇。
Because these two letters were written by Paul while he was in prison, and the timing for the writing of two letters was very, very close.
这两份书信都是保罗在监狱里面写的，写这两份书信的时间是非常的接近。
And maybe just a few weeks, apart.
可能只是几个星期的前后左右。
So we see that in Ephesians, God revealed to Paul that Christ is the church is the body of the Christ.
在以弗所书里面，保罗写能够说到基督是教会的头。
And church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
And in the Colossians, God revealed to Paul that Christ is head of the body.
在哥罗西书里面，神向保罗启示，基督是教会的头。
So, in Ephesians, the focus of Revelation is church is the body of Christ.
在以弗所书里面，注重讲到的是基督是教会是基督的身体。
And this one verse.I like this verse very much. This is what the church is.
这一节圣经节我很喜欢，说到什么是教会。
In Ephesians chapter 1.
在以弗所书的第一章里面。
And the two verses at the end.
最后的两节。
And he put all things.In subjection under his feet, he first he is God, and his feet is Christ. Right? So God put all things in subjection under Christ's feet and gave Christ as head over all things to the church.
他又将万有伏在他的脚下。这里的第一个他是指的神，第二个他是指的主耶稣。又将万有在他又将万有伏在他的脚下，是他为教会做万有之首。
And which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Now, if we have time to hear the Ephesians, I know someone's.Already share upon Ephesians.
若是我们有时间来分享以弗所书，我们有弟兄已经分享了以弗所书。
And this is also my favorite book.
这个实在也是我挺喜欢的一本书。
And do we know what church is?
我们知道什么是教会呢？
If someone asks us, what is the church?
若是有人问你。教会是什么？
Do we know how to answer them?
我们，你知道怎么回答他们吗？
So, we'll share that if we're reading, then we'll share this book of Ephesians. But now, let's turn to the Colossians.
若是主愿意，我们可以分享以弗所书。现在我们回到哥罗西书。
The reason I mention Ephesians because it, when Ephesians mentioned the family relationship in the light of the church, that we see that it has a lot more to say about wives and husbands.
我在这里提到以弗所书，原因是因为在以弗所里面，以弗所书里面，神在那里启示的这个。丈夫妻子的关系的时候，讲到很多是关于教会与基督的关系。
But here it's very briefly mentioned. So if you want to see that the truth about the relationship between wives and husband, then we can reference that Ephesians chapter 5.
在这里只是比较简单扼要的提到了。丈夫和妻子的关系，若是你真的要看这个关系的话，可以回到以弗所书来看。
So here in Colossians it says, wives be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord.
在这里十八节提到，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。
So in order to understand as is fitting in the Lord.
我们需要在这里明白主在这里向我们说的是什么心意。
Not only we need to go back to Ephesians to know the what is described in the Ephesians chapter 5.
不单单我们要知道在以弗所第五章里面所讲述的那个关系。
But also there's another place I'd like to share with you today.
今天我还要分享在另一个地方的章节。
Because in the Ephesians it says that as Christ is the head to the church, so the husband is head of the wife. So that's why the wife need to subject herself to the husband.
在以弗所里面讲到基督是教会的头，就好像我们在家丈夫是妻子的头。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 11. I'm sorry, this is Corinthians chapter 11.
我们一起来看哥林多前书十一章。
Here it talks about the headship.
这里讲到谁做头的次序。
And in God's will, in God'sHis purpose, his plan, God set up the headship in relationship. understand that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is head of a woman, and God is head of Christ.
我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
So here it talks about it's in God's will. God set up this headship in the relationship.
在这里我们看见，在神的旨意当中，他已经定下了做头的次序。
In relationship between Christ and every man, Christ is the head.
在基督与个人的这个关系当中，基督是头。
And in relationship of between God and Christ, God is the head.
在神与基督的这个关系当中，神是基督的头。
And in between relationship, man and woman, and man is the head.
在男人与女人之间，男人是女人的头。
So here, the first reason that Paul talked about headship, he referred to the relationship that God established.
在这里，保罗讲到这个做头的次序的时候，他首先讲到的是神所定下的这个次序。
And here also tell us that this order even in Godhead.
甚至他讲到这个关系，这个做头的次序是在神格里面已经定的。
And God is the head of Christ.
神是基督的头。
Even though God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, they are all in same honor, in same privilege, share the same nature.
虽然我们说到圣父、圣子、圣灵这三位一体的神，他们在三位却是一体。
But there's a headship order.
但是在这里还是有做头的次序。
Later on, God's creation, God set this headship in all relationships.
在神的创造的里面，他也定下了这个次序。
The reason I mentioned this because many people when they studied chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, especially modern scholars, they're telling us this is only applied to the local church at Corinth.
我提这些的原因是因为在现今神学派里面，在学习哥林多前书十一章的时候，他们都以为这个只适用于在哥林多的地方。
And he told us that at the time, women were not educated as men.
他们说当时那个时候，女人没有很多的教育。
And the women at Corinth, they felt like they got liberated through the truth of gospel, and they all received the gift of Holy Spirit. So behave in a way create a chaos in the church.
当时因着女人也得救，蒙得自由，他们也得着从圣灵来的恩赐，所以他们所行的一些行为造成了这个教会秩序上的混乱。
That's why Paul asked them to be quiet in the church.
所以保罗在那里要求他们能够静安静。
And he said he would not allow women to speak in the church.
所以他在那里限制女人讲道。
But in chapter 11, Paul listed, at least to me, five reasons, and these five reasons are not local.
在这个十一章里面，保罗有提到五个原因，至少对我来说，这五个原因不是讲到单单限制在哥林多的地方。
So the first reason he tells us is order of headship mentioned here is the order of creation.
第二个原因就是他的创造，所有的被造也是有次序的。
He says verse 8 and 9, for man does not originate from woman, but woman from man. For indeed man was not created for the woman's sake, but woman for man's sake.
在第八第九节里面讲到，起初男人不是由女人而出，女人乃是由男人而出，并且男人不是为女人造的，女人乃是为男人造的。
So here we talk about the order of creation, but also the purpose of creation.
在这里讲到被造的次序，而且这个被造的这个旨意。
Why God created woman?
神为何造了女人？
So we can see this reason that Paul presented to us is not localized reason.
这个讲到的这个原因并不是一个局限于某个地方的这个原因。
And third reason he gave is for verse 10.
第三个他讲到的是为了天使的缘故。
In verse 10 he mentioned this is for the angels, for the sake of the angels.
在第十节里面我们看见这个原因是为了天使的缘故。
So he said therefore the woman ought to have the symbol of authority on her head because of the angels.
因此女人为天使的缘故应当在头上有服权柄的记号。
So we know thatGod did not just create this physical world, the universe that we know today.
我们知道这个神不仅仅创造了这个物质的世界，好像我们看得见的宇宙。
We know that God created another universe, another world called the spiritual world or spiritual universe.
神也创造了另外一个世界，就是这个属灵的那个灵界。
So now scientists, now they are saying that actually this universe is not just one universe, there could be multiple universes.
现在的科学家他们研究觉得这个不仅仅只有一个宇宙，可以有多样多个的宇宙。
So scientists actually, at least 4,000 years late than the scripture tells us.
所以科学家至少比这个圣经晚了4000年。
So they just now discover this possibility there will be multiple universes.
所以他们现在才发现有可能在这宇宙当中存在着多个的宇宙。
And they're saying the two universes actually intersect with each other.
他们也说到这两个宇宙其实是互相之间有关联的。
And they built, 10 years ago, they built colliders in Europe.
他们在欧洲十年以前建造了这样的一个系统。
This is a huge ring.It's like maybe 100 miles long. It's a huge circle. They want to collide two atoms to create this, to observe if this possibility of this multiple universe and how they intersect with each other.
他们在那里建造了一个很大的一个系统，好像传送带那样，是一个圆的这样的一个装置。大概有10英里这样的长，把他们要在那里研究两个原子之间的互相的碰撞。
And from that collision of two particles, they found this energy release to discover if there's another universe and if this two universe, the physical universe, another universe actually collide.
所以他们
created the universe for angels and created angelic beings there.
从圣经上面我们知道神在很久以前就创造了另外一个这个天使这个族类。
And God ruled directly over them.
神是在那里管理着他们。
And then God created one, the chief, the head of angels.
神也创造了这一位天使长。
And he gave him title of the morning star.
给他这个名字就是早晨的那个晨星。
And God told us that he was created the most beautiful in the whole creation.
神告诉我们他所有的被造里面最最美丽的。
He was the closest to God's throne.
他也是离神的宝座最接近的。
And he had the responsibility to bear the glory of God.
他还有这个责任，就是要来彰显神的荣耀。
And without that, angels who are responsible for bearing God's glory, these angels call the cherubim.
知道这个天使来承担神的荣耀，这个天使其实就叫基路伯。
And he's one of the cherubim.
他就是其中的一个基路伯。
The Bible tells us that one day that his sin, the sin unrighteousness was found in him, and because he rebelled against God.
有一天他犯罪，是成了做了不义，因为他在那里悖逆神。
I think because he does not want to be put under the headship of God.
因为他不服神的权柄。
And we know that they are created most powerful. Now God told them that they will be the servant of human beings.
当神告诉他，虽然他的被造是这样子的有能力，但是他却要成为人的仆人。
God says all the angels are the ministering spirits. They are to minister those who inherit the salvation.Of God.
因为神把天使造成这样子的一个是福音的主类，是为着让人能够得着拯救。
And he didn't take it well, so he rebelled. He took one third of the angels and rebelled against God.
他不愿意做这样子的一个位置，所以他带领其他的三分之一的天使一起来反抗神。
Now here in verse 10, it tells us that God specifically created woman not only to be the helpmate to men, but also give them this privilege to be the testimony of obedience to these angels.
所以在这里第十节我们看到神叫女人不仅仅是成为男人的帮助，还要为着天使的缘故在这里做一个顺服权柄的一个记号。
And I remember 20 or 30 years ago when I studied this chapter, I said to the Lord, I wish I could be a sister.
在二三十年前，我读到这段经文的时候，我跟神说，我真的是很愿意能够成为一个姊妹。
Because this is the privilege of sisters to have this, to bear this testimony of obedience on their head.
因为这是姊妹特别有的这个殊荣，她们可以为着天使的缘故，有能够在这里承担不全柄的这个见证。
Man does not have this privilege to do that.
而弟兄男人没有这
Of course, maybe I modify what I just said. They can do another way, but it's God creates sisters to do that in a direct mode way.
Yeah, 我想稍微调整一下。其实，男人也有其他的方式来荣耀神，但是在这里我们看到姐妹是实在有一个特权或者殊荣，可以来见证这个父权柄。
It's like almost like a guy saying that I create the woman to put them under the headship of men, but they are willing to be obedient.
在这里好像神说我在这里造了女人，让他们能够服在男人的权柄底下，成为这个服权柄的人。
月份姊妹，请你把你的computer on mute. Matthew, put the computer on mute. We hear you. Alright? Thank you. So this is a very important a reason. This is why God created a woman.
这是个非常重要的原因，这也是为什么神造了女人。
So this is a third reason.That is given by Paul the why that man is the head of the woman.
这个就是第三个原因，保罗在这里提到，这个做头的次序。
And then the fourth reason he given is by the law of nature in the verse 13 through 15.
在第四个原因就是在十三到十五节里面提到的这个自然的律。
But it's the 13th that judge for yourself. Is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered?
你们自己审查，女人祷告神不蒙着头是合宜的吗？
Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has a long hair, it is a dishonor to him.
你们的本性不也指示你们，男人若有长头发，便是他的羞辱吗？
But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given to her for a covering.
但女人有长头发，乃是她的荣耀，因为这头发是给她做盖头的。
So here, first reason that Paul appealed to the law of nature.
这第四个原因是讲到自然的规律。
So again, it's universal, it's not localized.
所以这也可以看到这是一个宇宙性的这个原因。
And the fifth reason he gives is this is a common practice in all churches.
所以第五个原因是讲到众教会共有的这个规矩。
So he says 16, but if one is inclined to be contentious, we have no other practice, nor have the churches of God.
十六节，若有人想要辩驳，我们却没有这样的规矩，神的教众教会也是没有的。
And here he said this is a common practice in all other churches as well.
这里讲到这个是所有众教会共有的规矩。
So Paul anticipated someone will reject this teaching.
保罗在这里想到有别的人会在这里拒绝。
So dear brothers and sisters, these five the universal reasons given by Paul that to help us to see.Why God asked sisters, the wives, to subject themselves to the headship of their husband.
这里我们看到这五个宇宙性的原因，看到保罗在这里提到的，为什么妻子要顺服丈夫的权柄。
So here, as we can turn to the Colossians, the paragraph we read for today's message. Verse 18, wives be subject to your husband as is fitting in the Lord.
在这里一同再回到哥罗西书的第十八节，看到姐妹妻子做妻子的要顺服丈夫，因为这是在主里面相宜的。
And not only in the Ephesians chapter 5 it tells us that the wife, the husband is head of the wife because it's Christ is head of the church.
在以弗所书的第五章里面讲到妻子要顺服丈夫，就像是教会要顺服基督。
So here that if we come, we reference the Ephesians 5:23 and the following verses with Colossians 1 Corinthians 11, then we have a perfect picture of why God asks us to do that.
但是我们合起来一起看以弗所书五章二十三节以后的这些经节和哥林多前书十一章的这个地方，我们就可以看到一个完整的图片。
God is very focused on obedience.
神他非常注重这个顺服。
When God asks us to be obedient, He's coming from the love that He has for us.
当神在那里要求我们顺服的时候，首先是从他的爱出发的。
And Christ came down to earth, and He Himself first to demonstrate the obedience to the Father.
当我们的主耶稣基督从天来到地上，首先证明就是他向着父神的顺服。
His Bible tells us He became obedient even unto death.
他甚至顺服以至于死。
And here in this Colossians chapter 3 verse 18, and also Ephesians, the order of the family member listed here, you can see this is the order of obedience.
在以弗所书五章和这里哥罗西书三章，我们同样看到的，这里的顺服的次序是在家里头的这个顺服的次序。
So he mentioned wife between husband and wife. He mentioned wife first.
讲到丈夫与妻子的关系的时候，首先提到的是妻子。
Because God want to mention this rule of obedience first.
因为神在这里先要讲到的是这个顺服。
And then husband.
接着再讲到丈夫。
Between relationship, father and children, Bible mentions children first.
当我们讲到这个父母和儿女之间的关系的时候，首先提到的是儿女。
Because the children play the role of obedience.
因为在这里要顺服的是做儿女的。
And that's when Bible mentioned relationship between master and slave.
当讲到仆人和主人之间的关系的时候，
You mentioned slaves first.
首先提到的是做仆人的。
Because slaves need to be obedient to their masters.
因为仆人需要顺服他们的主人。
So in terms of this family relationship, we know how important the obedience is.
讲到这个家庭的关系的时候，我们看见这个顺服是何等的重要。
And here, let's move on to the husband.
这里我们再来看做丈夫的。
It says, love your wives and do not be embittered against them.
这里说到你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可
忘记他们。And the chaos in this world we see, the main cause of chaos to me is that because man failed God's purpose for man.
当今这个世界的混 主要的原因是因为这个丈夫没有做到做头的。
And husband failed to be husband.
丈夫也不像丈夫。
Because we abuse the power, the privilege God's given to us.
因为做丈夫的在那里啊、没有实行主给他的这个权柄，执行的对。
God gave man a husband the power is the power to dispense the grace of God.
因为神给做丈夫的这个权柄，是让他来把这个恩典能够啊、显扬出来。
So when Bible requires from a husband is this. So this whole verse, verse 19, should translate like this.Because love here is agape love.
这边十九节的翻译应该是这样子，讲到这个爱是神的爱。
Your husband love your wife as God loves.
做丈夫的要用神的爱爱他的妻子。
So, what is God's love?
什么是神的爱呢？
How the Bible describes God's love to us?
圣经是怎样来讲述神的爱呢？
How the Bible describes God's love for us?
神怎样来爱我们的呢？
So here, I'd like to share some of the description of God's love for us.
我们一起来看神向着我们的爱，圣经是如何来说的？
And God wants to measure all husbands based on His own love to us.
他也希望所有做丈夫的用这样子的爱。
So God's love first is sacrificial.
第一个神的爱是一个牺牲的爱。
He gave all up to us.
他把所有的一切都给了我们。
The Bible in John 3:16, we are all very familiar.
我们都很熟悉约翰福音三章十六节。
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
So if He gave His best treasure to us.
他把他最最宝贝的给了我们。
And the Romans 8:32.
罗马书八章三十二节。
It says, God who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him over for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们呢？
So here it says, not only God gave us the best treasure in His heart.
这里说到神，他把他自己心中最宝贝的给了我们。
Now, I want to just to draw upon these points, like,All the parents are willing to die for their children.
我想在这里再说多一点，我们所有做父母的都愿意为自己的孩子死。
If there's an occasion that one has to die, then parents are willing to die for their child, especially only begotten child.
我们知道有这样的情形发生的时候，只能一个人死的时候，父母会自己死，把他的儿女留下，尤其是若是他的独生子。
So in the early 80s, we saw China started to allow limited amount of people come abroad to go abroad to study.
在八十上个世纪的
iron curtain. They use iron curtain to prevent the Chinese, really Chinese, to go abroad. They are just locked in China.
在这之前，中国是向着整个世界都是关闭的，好像就是我们在这里讲他们是有一个铁的帘子，中国人都关在里面。
Now, when I first met this one young student, he studied abroad to Rutgers, Rutgers right here, the nearby.
当我在那里碰见一个年轻人，他是来到洛哥大学读书。
And of course, at that time, all Chinese students here are the best among the best in China, so they are sent here in America to study.
当时他们都是从万人中挑选出来的精英中的精英。
And one of the students came from Sichuan province.
有一个学生是从四川这个省份来的。
And I asked him about Cultural Revolution. What happened to their neighbors during the Cultural Revolution?
我问他在文化大革命这个时候，他们是怎样与邻省们相处。
And he related this story to us. He said, actually, many people died during the famine.
他告诉我这个故事，他说当时有很多人因着饥荒饥饿而死。
And in the blocks, in the neighborhood blocks, most people pass away because of starvation. They are the old people. They are the grandparents.
很多的死亡的人大多数都是年长的，做祖父祖祖母的这一辈。
All the parents, because these grandparents, they want to save a little bit of food they have to their grandson or granddaughter, or to their own children.
这些祖父祖母他们要把有限的一点点的食物留给他们的孙子孙女，他们的孩子们。
So.They are willing to sacrifice their own life for the children.
他们为了他们自己儿女的缘故，他们愿意舍了自己的生命。
So he said during that time, basically all the blocks, they all have people died.
他说那个时候几乎每一个街坊都会有死人。
And this story really touched me deeply because you see the love, right? Love that the family member have with each other, especially parents or grandparents for their children, for their grandchildren.
这个故事深深地触动了我，在这里看见在家庭的这些关系里面和这个爱，尤其是这个祖父为着他们的孩子。
Now, when we compare that with God's love,
当在这里与神的爱相比的话，
God said,His spirit, not his only begotten son, is more than God's own life.
在这里神他不爱惜自己的独一的独生子。
So it's far beyond even our human beings' love, right? Love for their children, willing to die for them. But God here, Bible tells us, His love for his only son, Lord Jesus, but for us, he's willing to sacrifice his own son to us. It's just beyond comprehension.
所以我们在这里看见神的爱实在是超过我们能够想象的，是远超过我们人所能做的。他将他自己的独生子舍了为了我们。
So God not only gave us the best he had, more than himself.His only begotten son to us.
神他把他自己最最心爱的就是他的独生子给了我们，是超过把他自己给了我们。
But also he says with him, remember the phrase with him, He also gave us all things.
而且在这里还提到的是和万物和他都一同白白的给了我们。So
husband, that's the measure, that's the love that God measured all men and all husbands.
所以做丈夫的，这里主在这里用这样的爱来衡量我们应当如何来爱妻子。
Whatever that special habits that you have to give up for your wife.
无论你有什么样的特别的兴趣爱好，你都要给。
Whatever most treasure in your heart, you have to give it to your wife.
你心中最最喜爱的，都要给你的妻子。
A lot of people, a lot of young people, I know that they are very engaged in the sports, some kind of sports in America. It's very interesting.
在美国有很多的年轻人，他们非常喜爱各项的运动。Football,
especially the best, most popular sports.
尤其是那个橄榄球，就是最最受人欢迎的这个运动。
Whatever the hobby that you have,
无论你有什么样的特别的兴趣爱好,
you have to give up for your wife.
你必须放弃你为了你妻子的缘故。
And all you have, treasure, all bank account, everything that you have,
you
have all home. Your wife has equal share.
所有的这些你有的财产、银行账号、这些存款，都是应该与你的妻子分享。
You have 100%, she has 100%.
你有100%，她也需要有100%。
It's not the 50% you have and 50% belong to her.
不是说你有50%，她有50%。
No. She has 100%.
他有100%。
And not only this is God's love, but also God's love. He loves us no matter what happened to us.
这个爱，而且还是一个不改变的爱。 无论什么样的事情发生，这个爱仍然存在。
You know, in the book of Hosea, Bible tells us that God asked Hosea to marry, to bring back his wife, who is prostitute.
在圣经有一本书叫《何西阿书》，在这里，这个先知何西阿应着神的要求去娶一个妓女。
And once she became his wife and bore sons to him,
当这个女子与何西阿结婚生子以后,
and she went back to be a prostitution.
她又回去做妓女。
But God called Hosea to seek her out and bring her back.
神告诉何西阿回去把她再找回来。
See, this story, God used Hosea to tell us his love for us.
用这个故事，神告诉我们他怎样爱我们。
How low sometimes we find ourselves in.
有的时候我们会落到这样的一个境况的里面。
God says he still loves us. He still wants us back.
虽然我们很不像样，但是神仍然爱我们。
His love still seeks us out.
他的爱再次把我们寻找回来。
This is the love God wants husband have for his wife.
这个爱是神要求丈夫向着他的妻子的。
And this love is the love to the end.
这个爱又是一个永远的爱，爱到底的爱。
In Jeremiah 31 verse 3 it says,
在伊利米书31章的3节说道，
It says that Jehovah God told his people of old that with everlasting love, I love you.
耶和华神向他的人他的民说，古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你。
So his love, eternal love, never changes.
他的爱是永远的爱，永远不改变的爱。
The Lord Jesus said that he loved those belong to him on earth and he loved them to the end.
主耶稣也说他爱世间属他的人，又爱他们到底。
And immediately after, he demonstrated what that means, that he loved his own to the end, that he got up from his seat and he washed his disciples' feet.
当他说完这些话以后，他就从座位上起来，为他的门徒们洗脚。
So dear brothers and sisters, and all those who are brothers, this is the love God demands from brothers or husbands.
弟兄姐妹们，这里讲到做丈夫的需要用这样子的爱来爱他的妻子。
Yes, wives need to be obedient to the husband.
是的，妻子需要顺服丈夫。
But her husband's love should bring them down below and wash the feet of the wives.
丈夫向着妻子的爱应该把他们降到更低，甚至应该为他的妻子洗脚。
So God, Lord Jesus actually performed the job of a servant or slave at house.
这里看到主耶稣基督他在那里做的就像仆人在那里所做的。
Because washing feet is the job of slaves or servants at the house.
这个洗脚这个工作原本是这个仆人所做的。
So husband should never ever think of, oh, your wife. So Bible said you should obey me. If you understand God's requirement for husband.
丈夫在这里不能因着圣经上说的妻子要顺服他。在那里要求他的妻子这样子。
Actually, God's demand for husband is not less challenging.
神向着丈夫所定的，其实不比做妻子的容易。
And just God's love, Bible says, He loves enemies.
接着我们看到神的爱是一个爱仇敌的爱。
Romans 5:10 says that when we were still enemies, God reconciled us through the death of His Son.
罗马书五章十节里头说到，我们做仇敌的时候，神借着儿子，是借着神的儿子的死得与神和好。
So now I see the divorce going on all over places, and the couples once fell in love.Now they treat each other as enemies.
现在这个世界看见很多的离婚，这个夫妻原本是相爱的，到头成了仇敌。
But the Bible asks husband to love even enemies. So where's the divorce come from?
圣经里头说到丈夫。那个爱妻子的那个爱像神一样能够爱仇敌，所以他们怎么可能会有离婚呢？
So if we love like God loves our sisters, our wives,
若是我们像神的爱那样来爱我们的妻子，
then I think that sisterswives will have this grace from God. They are willing to obey God's command, God's will to put themselves in subjection to husband.
做妻子的姊妹就会有从神来的恩典来顺服她的丈夫。
So in this family relationship, how do we know the full word of God.
在这个家庭的这个关系当中，我们如何来认识神完备的旨意？
It is to see that God wants this relationship that we have with Christ to be exercised in the family relationship.
这里让我们看见，就是我们与神之间的关系能够在家庭的关系里面能够被运用。
So how the wives, what does that mean for wives to have Christ in the first place in everything as wives?
这做妻子的首先是要让基督在他的生活生命当中居首位。
And to husbands, how to have Christ in the first place, in terms of his relationship with his wife.
做丈夫的也要在的这个关系的事上让基督来居首位。
And thus we will learn to know the true knowledge of God's will.
这样我们就可以一起来学习神的真旨意。
So full knowledge is not just head knowledge. It's not just head knowledge.
这里说到的这个全完全的旨意不只是说到做头的这个旨意。
If we live such relationship at our house, then it becomes a testimony. If people come to our house, you feel the presence of Christ.
若是我们活在这样的旨意的当中，我们的家就可以成为一个见证。当别人来到我们中间，就可以看见神在我们中间。
So now the time is up. Let's have a word of prayer to conclude our sharing.
好，因着时间的缘故，我们时间到了，我们就来结束做一个祷告。
Father God, we want thanks again.
父神，我们要再次的感谢你。
That you gather us together in the Spirit.
你在圣灵里面召集我们。
Even though we are not physically with each other, but we are one in the Spirit, and we worship you together.
虽然我们不能身在一处，但是我们在灵里却是在一起，一同来敬拜你。
We thank you for this time that you wanted to hear what you testify to the Lord Jesus.
我们谢谢你给我们这个时间啊。借着我们的主耶稣基督所见证出来的。
May the Holy Spirit teach every one of us how to fear the Lord, how to love the Lord.
愿圣灵教导我们每一个人如何来敬拜神，如何来爱神。
To know the true will of God in the relationship between husband and wife, between parents and children, and between master and slave.
借着妻子和丈夫的关系，儿女与父母的关系，和仆人与主人之间的关系，让我们真实的来学习神的全备的旨意。
In Jesus' holy precious name, we pray.